Today is Thursday, November 7th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Let's go ahead and get started. How is everybody today? Woo! Oh, that was a little bit of a dramatic fade out there. So, I had a bad day at work yesterday, and as I said on the recording, and so today I went in and I didn't really have a lot of meetings. I mean, I did have like an all area meeting, but it wasn't a meeting that I was leading, and it wasn't a team meeting, and so that was okay. Like I went to that and no big deal, and they gave us a lot of information. But what I did most of the day, I think that data, I've been thinking, you know, maybe I should get into data science, because today I was needing to pull together some metrics. And I've been doing metrics, but there was a lot of manual processes. I had to execute this query that I didn't really understand all that well. And then I had to put it in Excel, the data in Excel, and generate all these graphs and everything. And I spent most of the day today refining that query, making it better, grouping and doing all this kind of stuff so I don't have to do as much manipulation in Excel. And then in Excel, I created better formulas to work with that output. And so that next time I do this, it'll take me like 5 minutes, whereas before it was taking me an hour or two to pull together the metrics. And I'm going to have a lot more metrics available because I created extra queries. And I was thinking, you know, that would be kind of a... Data science is like a really, data scientists are making a lot of money. And I was thinking, you know, I really enjoyed creating these queries. And they're really simple queries. I mean, let's get that out there right now. As Gordon Ramsay would say, let's get one thing right or one thing straight. You know, they're super simple queries that I'm doing. However, I really enjoy it and like seeing the data that's returned and doing counts and grouping by and, you know, converting dates and doing all this kind of stuff. And I know it's super simple, but, and I know data science is also programming. So you have to use like Python scripts to manipulate stuff. And I don't know. Anyway, but I was just thinking, you know, that would be something interesting that I could make a lot of money at. And I wouldn't have to worry about this team of people, because I think data scientists, for the most part, maybe this is wrong, but I feel like data scientists, for the most part, you're like given a job. They're like, okay, take this data and, you know, go back and generate all these, you know, predictions or reports or something like that. So, I mean, I could be wrong, but I feel like, you know, a data scientist is not necessarily a team activity. But I found, you know, when I've been at a party, I remember this specifically when I helped throw a Halloween party, and everyone was getting really drunk and all this kind of stuff. And towards the end of the night, I was just getting kind of over it, and I was getting kind of stressed because everything was dirty and it, you know, I was tired and all this kind of stuff. And I started cleaning, and it made me feel better. And I took this Berkman personality test one time, and it told me I'm a planner. But I thought, I don't like to plan things. But really, organizing things and like working with data and doing, pulling together information and putting it in a nice document for people and stuff, even though it can be very tedious, I find that it does relax me and like make de-stress me. So today was just a very de-stressing day. I was just like working with numbers and putting them in a spreadsheet and preparing graphs and like all this stuff. And I just felt much more relaxed. I mean, the same problems still exist with my job, but the activities that I was doing today, just, I don't know, for whatever reason, it just made me feel a lot better. So that's an update on work. Well, last night, I don't know if I talked about this, but for throwing down with Joe, our recipe was a cornbread recipe using Jiffy cornbread mix, which I love, even though I'm Southern and apparently Southern people are not supposed to like sweet cornbread. I like all kinds of cornbread. Sweet. And we used to eat Jiffy a lot because it was super easy. You just like add an egg and like a fourth of a cup of milk or something, and you whisk it up and you put it in muffin pan or whatever and put it in the oven and boom, you're done. You don't have to preheat a cast iron skillet or anything like that. And anyway, so Joe decided we were going to do this recipe that has Jiffy in it. And it not only did it have Jiffy, but it has eggs, it has cream corn, it has sour cream, and I can't remember what else, but it has a couple other things. And it's just cornbread, but the cream corn adds a nice little pop of, you know, fresh, not fresh, cream corn's not fresh. But anyway, and so it adds a nice little pop of corn. And so you do that. Anyway, so I made that the other night with something else that I made. I made sous vide pork loin. This was, this would have been Tuesday night that I did this, and I made the cornbread, I made sous vide pork loin, and I've discovered that if I start my sous vide from just a room temperature water, but go ahead and put the meat in there, when I'm home for lunch around 12:30 in the afternoon, and I set it on, my pork I set on around 1:35, which I know people who don't use a sous vide are going to be like, oh my God, Adam, you're cooking pork at 1:35. But no, in a sous vide, I mean, yes, but in a sous vide, because you cook it at a constant temperature the entire time, you can cook at much lower temperatures. So for pork, you can actually go between 1:30 and 1:40 and you're fine. And the fact that you're going to sear it afterwards is, you know, it's going to heat it up a little bit more than what you did. So I was shooting for around 1:40, but I put the sous vide at 1:35. But I found that I can go ahead and let it sous vide all the way from like noon until 7 or 7:30 p.m. and it's fine. The texture is not ruined or anything like that. And then I sear it, you know, in a really hot pan with olive oil, and then I add a little bit of butter and garlic just to baste it, just for like a minute, just to get some color on the outside. And so I did that. I made the cornbread, and then we had sweet potato for our side, and it was really good. Maybe I'll post a picture of the cornbread. I mean, it was really just cornbread, but I made like a really magazine looking photo, although Mark criticized it because he said I cut some red onion because a lot of people like onion and cornbread. At least that was a big thing. We used to eat raw onion and we would have cornbread, and sometimes my grandparents or my mom, they would take cornbread and crumble it up and put it in milk. Now, I don't like milk, so I wouldn't really do that, but it's funny because I really like milk and cereal, so I don't know. But anyway, so that was a thing. So I thought, I'll slice up a little bit of a red onion because the cornbread was looking kind of lonely on this cutting board. I had a nice cutting board that I had used for the Hot Ones Challenge in New Orleans that I did. And so I put a couple of pieces of the cornbread. I strategically stacked them. And because there was sour cream in the cornbread, I put what's it called when you make a canal of sour cream. So I canaled the sour cream and I put a little dollop of sour cream canal on each of the slices. And I had some cilantro in the fridge. And so I just took two leaves of cilantro, and I put one leaf on one piece of cornbread in the canal of sour cream. And the other one, and the other one. And I was like, make it a little bit fancier. And then I thought, well, I need something else on this cutting board. So I decided I was going to put some purple onion because the color purple. So then you have the yellow golden color of the cornbread. You have the purplish of the onion. You have the green of the cilantro and the white of the sour cream. And then you have the, you know, the tan color of the cutting board. And it's on a marble counter. So anyway. And then Mark goes, the onion's too big in the photo. I thought the cornbread was supposed to be the star of the photo. And it was too late. I had already taken it. But I think I cropped it sufficiently and it looks good. because I have to post a picture of it in the Discord when we do our next episode so that the listeners can look and say whose looks better, mine or Joe's. I don't know. Maybe it's not a competition at all, but anyway, everything's a competition, right? So other than that, I had rehearsal last night for church orchestra, and the new guy just does not play loud enough. So myself and this other guy, Aaron, who I play with, we're just going to swap back and forth playing first and second. And then this other guy, we're just going to tell him you can double us on whatever you want to play because he's not loud enough. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.